On the CTIC Indian Creek Watershed Project Tour, I am visiting with Mike Plummer. And Mike, I understand that you have worked for the University Extension Service here, been involved with the Illinois Corn Growers Association on their board, and are now doing a little bit of work for the corn marketing board. Tell me, first of all, just a little bit about what you're doing right now, and then we'll talk about this tour today.
Well, right now we're working with the Indian Creek Watershed as an advisory capacity, talking with them about the monitoring project, and the marketing board is providing funding to set up the monitoring project and looking at water quality and the best management practices that are involved with trying to improve water quality, reduce nitrates and nitrogen and phosphorus in the water.
So what did you think about what you saw today with these farms that we're on and the practices that they are either putting into place or setting up and hopefully ultimately going to be providing some good data to make some good decisions?
I think they've got a really good practical management practices that they're putting in place and actually have in place this last year. So we will be collecting yield. They'll be collecting yield data as well as water quality data, and so it's going to be a real good representation of these soil types in this area, on how well these practices will work based on yield. And then again, we're going to be looking at the watershed's looking at the water quality issues on will the management practices, the split rates, the spring applied help reduce the amount of nitrates coming out of tile lines into the surface water.
So what does this mean for corn growers? You know, this is a relatively small watershed area when you're looking at the state of Illinois, but this has implications far outside of just this one area.
Yes, for corn growers, we think this is a really good location to start with. This watershed is highly tile drained. And, in fact, the state of Illinois is over 60% tile drain. So it would be a good representative of our central Illinois, northern Illinois soils with subsurface drainage. So that's something that I think applies to much of the state. And the management practices that are using here would be adaptable to the majority of the state. So we think it's a real good watershed. They're very well organized. They've got a good group of people supporting it. The farmers are cooperating extremely well, and looking at the information and the maps they sent us, it looks like over half the farmers in the watershed are cooperating. So that's a tremendous effort for this project.
What would you hope to see as the ultimate goal coming out of this? What would we want to say we've accomplished, and then what could that mean going forward?
Well, I think what it can show is we can find out what management practices that we think will be improving water quality, and at the same time possibly reducing nitrogen application rates, being a more economical rate, and without harming any yield. And when we get all those factors put together, it's just a win-win situation for improving the sustainability of agriculture in Illinois and maintaining or improving water quality.
So with the kind of participation that we're seeing in this project here, with those, I assume there'll be some kind of published results or what have you from this at some point. Is the plan, you think, to then take that around to show it to farmers in other areas, encourage them to start voluntarily employing some of these practices?
I think that's the main purpose of working with this demonstration project and research that they're conducting here, is to prove management practices, improve effectiveness of the practices that can be adopted voluntarily by the farmers in the state. And the corn growers really are all about that. They want to make sure that we've got good sustainable practices. We want to make sure that we can do the best thing we can to improve water quality as well as maintain the production, and actually we've got to increase production to feed a growing world.
Absolutely, there's no question about that, and we hear more about that every day, it seems like. Well, thank you very much, Mike Plummer. He was one of the participants on our tour here in the Indian Creek Watershed Project being conducted by CTIC, along with a number of other stakeholders as well. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.